USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is resting comfortably at Walter Reed Medical Center. Before leaving the White House, the president had this message.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget it. Thank you.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden tested negative for COVID-19 while campaigning in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The former vice president had this to say.
My wife Jill and I pray that they'll make a quick and full recovery. This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously.
The Biden campaign also pulling all negative ads. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. The economy has recovered around half of the 22 million jobs lost due to lockdowns and other measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and other national security officials are keeping a close eye on the world's reaction to President Trump and the First Lady having coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
National security officials said Friday they're watching for foreign adversaries that may try to exploit President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Defense Department officials said they're monitoring how countries like Iran, China, and North Korea are reacting to the president's COVID diagnosis to see if they may make any attempt to spread disinformation or propaganda just weeks before the presidential election. In a tweet, Florida Senator and acting chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Marco Rubio, warned that any adversary trying to exploit the president's illness would be making a grave mistake. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
When it comes to how undecided voters are seeing President Trump's positive COVID-19 test, pollster Frank Luntz says,
well, it's not good news for the president in that the focus is now going to be on COVID-19. And when the focus is on COVID-19, Biden has a 10, 11, 12-point advantage. When the focus is on the economy, Donald Trump has a 3 or 4-point advantage. When they're talking about health care, COVID-19, or those kinds of issues, that is Joe Biden's strength. Right now, it's been the Democratic Party strength for the last 10, maybe even 15 years. The economy is Donald Trump's strength.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.